Well, hello guys, how are ya? It's a lovely, very hot, sunny day today. It kind of feels like I'm in another country. So the question is for you guys, do femons help humankind? Well, of course, they're the breeders. They produce the children, the future generation. But even though the femon's body is 85% made for reproduction, femons believe they're destined for something better than that. And it's basically man that's actually created societies and cities, and keeps them running. And everything you kind of touch or use is generally created by man. He doesn't make something or invent something specifically for males. He makes it for humankind. And everybody benefits from it, including the femons. So, do you think we'd be going to the moon and going to Mars if it was up to the femons? Of course not. We'd be remodeling the kitchen. And of course all the femons use all these things and think nothing of it. They don't think about where it's come from because they're so damn entitled. If a femon gets into a position of authority at all, or they get together in a group for some reason, femons will always be trying to talk about femons' issues and about femons. And the femon in authority will try and change something for femons, not humankind. Femons think about femons. They're narcissistic. Whereas males think about everybody on the planet. But I believe that when a femon gets on an aeroplane, she should pay more. Because she didn't invent it, perfect it. But she does get on it as if she damn well owns it, doesn't she? She has no respect for the world that she lives in was created by man. And there's a kind of a pattern that I've noticed over the years I've lived. Man creates, say, an organization or a business, but then femons get involved in it to a greater numbers, and they generally destroy it. Because they always make it about them, and only them. Because to them, they are the center of the universe. That's how delusional they have become. There's not one thing I can think of that femons have gone into with greater numbers, and they've made it better. Can you? Most femons use the shower, the washing machine, the dryers, and of course their hair dryer, of course. And the toilet. Of course, femons do go to the toilet, you know. But of course, some of them live in these beautiful houses, drive their fancy cars, and never once think about where it actually came from. To them, man is supposed to provide for them. That's how entitled and selfish they really are. Years ago, femons used to bandy the word around love, you know? Romance. But it was just a ploy. Because through my life, I've seen only a few femons that actually can love and have deep enough character to care for someone else other than themselves. Also, femons are continuously trying to shame men all the time. Males today are absolutely tired of the double standards femons have. They always play the victim and take no responsibility or accountability for when they screw up. And they screw up a lot, don't they? If a male is stupid enough to get married today, the vows being read out aren't for the femon. She doesn't even listen to them. They're for the male. And even if it doesn't work out, there's still money in the bank to the femon. Femons are really just scammers, and marriage was the biggest scam of all. Until femons start showing some respect to males, males are continuously going to walk away. Everything a femon has today was given to them and supplied to them by a man. Even their entitlement. More and more males are seeing that femons have no real feelings towards males whatsoever. Only what they can provide for them. Of course, there's males that go to Asia because femons are different. They're not that much different. They just play the game a lot better. I'll have to admit the only relationship I've really had in my whole lifetime that felt like a real relationship and there was caring and affection was with an Asian femon. But in time, feminism will destroy them too. Nearly all femons are narcissists, and they have an insatiable greed. they have a want that man cannot satisfy. It's sad, really, because most Femons are never really happy, because they're always trying to look over the next hill. So if you guys out there want some love and some affection, some respect, and maybe a bit of loyalty to go with it, get a dog. Take it easy, fellas.